longer.
Okay, I'm confused. Okay,
Rule 10. Super simple.
Is the world just so small?
Yeah.
The 10th rule says, let the one who is in consolation think how he will conduct himself in desolation, which will come after, taking new strength for that time. Prepare for the worst.
Yeah. So essentially factoring again from former, like, that consolation is a gift. So to be strengthened by it and feel the closeness with the Lord. And then this is where we always say, especially on like retreats and time away with the Lord in our prayer life, to journal, to actually like write down and date stuff, because, you know, normally retreats are consolation times or Jesus high times and being with the Lord. But then we come back to the world and sometimes a desolate feeling or desolation we can kind of find ourselves into. So that when we're in the consolation during a retreat, we can get ready for how well I act when, you know, when I go back into the world or when I go back into whatever it is, I'll be a little bit desolate. So, good. Yeah, so strengthen yourself with the Lord while you're in consolation, realizing it's a gift.
Yeah. So just imagine yourself like preparing and training for a sport in particular, right? Even if it's your off season, you continue to train so that when the regular season begins, you're all ready to go. So this is really about that preparation, the mental preparation, right? Where St. Paul tells all the communities, right, keep your eyes on Jesus, right? Compete well. You know, I've won. You know, I've completed the race because he's been faithful the whole time. That's what we're called to do as well.
And we'll just go straight into Rule 11. When in consolation, be humble and thank God for this gift, grace. When in desolation, take strength in God and know that, again, he has given you sufficient grace to resist the enemy. So again, the giftedness of grace that consolation is, and then that in desolation that the Lord is still our strength, yep. Even though we feel far and separated from him, he's still our strength, mm-hmm. And that he has given us sufficient grace to salvation. To resist the enemy.
This would be a good time to really practice this rule. A heart full of gratitude, right? Look at all the blessings that God has given to you. And that's why when we hear often priests will talk about, like after you go on a powerful spiritual retreat, to live in the graces, right? To remember those graces. That's what this rule is talking about, right? To have a grateful heart and saying, you know, I didn't deserve this love, but yet God continues to shower with me with this love. How am I going to love him in return, right? It's always about paying it forward. How am I giving myself more and more to God, right? Because this rule is all about the grateful heart. Are we thankful to God for all that he has given to us? Speaking personally from my own life, praise is probably the hardest thing, part of prayer. Like, do we praise God enough for all that he's given to us? I find myself asking God outweighs more than times that we praise God. Lord, I need this. Or Lord, I'm sorry I messed up this up. Or Lord, I need your forgiveness. But so often the I thank you and I praise you part of prayer is forgotten. And so this is a great rule for us to move forward in the future by being grateful and happy that we have such a wonderful God who wants to shower us with his love.
Boom.